Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 26, 2015. Three killed and at least 40 others injured as clashes continue all over the occupied West Bank, Jerusalem and Gaza. The stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Monday morning a young Palestinian man at the Beit Ayun Junction, north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli media sources said that the Palestinian was shot dead after stabbing a soldier. The slain Palestinian, Raad Jaradat, 22, from Sa'ir town, is a student at Al-Quds Open University. He suffered multiple gunshot injuries and was left to bleed to death, eyewitnesses said. On Monday afternoon, two Palestinian young men were killed in two separate attacks in Hebron and nearby Sa'ir town. Saeed Al-Atrash, 19, was killed by Israeli soldiers in Hebron Old City near the Ibrahimi Mosque. According to eyewitnesses, Saeed was walking home when soldiers operating a checkpoint ordered him to show them his ID card. As soon as he tried to get it out, Israeli troops shot him, then left him to bleed to death. Meanwhile, Iyad Jaradat, 19, was killed during clashes with invading Israeli troops in the southern entrance of Hebron City. According to Palestinian sources, Iyad was shot in the head and was moved to Hebron Hospital for treatment, but died of his wounds. The Palestinian Health Ministry said that 61, including 14 children, Palestinians, have been killed by Israeli fire since the beginning of the month. 43 of them have been killed in the occupied West Bank and occupied Jerusalem, 17 in the Gaza Strip, including a pregnant woman and her 2-year-old child, and one in Hora in the Negev. Moreover, 2,120 have been injured by Israeli army gunfire since October, including 820 with live gunfire and more than 900 by rubber-coated steel bullets. On Monday, clashes between local youth and invading Israeli troops were reported in Bethlehem and Hebron City's southern West Bank, in addition to Nablus and Ramallah in northern and central West Bank. Moreover, in Jerusalem, clashes were reported in the Old City part, Isawiya town, and in Abu Dis. Palestinian sources said that at least 40 Palestinians were injured by Israeli gunfire and tear gas during clashes on Monday. Early on Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped at least 13 Palestinians from their homes in occupied East Jerusalem, Nablus, Jenin, and Hebron, while many students and residents have been injured in Hebron. Later on Monday morning, paramilitary settlers attacked homes and stores in Nablus and assaulted olive pickers. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, October 26, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.